Now, to the World University debating champion, Bo So. He represented Harvard, beating teams from Serbia, Canada and the University of Sydney. But he's originally from Sydney himself. Bo So, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi there, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. Well, congratulations on the win. What was the final debate topic that got you over the line?
So the final was something a little bit interesting. So it was that this house believes that the world's poor are justified in pursuing a complete Marxist revolution.
Oh, so one of the lighter topics then.
Yeah, you would think so. One of the more modest proposals of the week, yeah.
And you argued about how the institution of property ownership has injured the poor. Was that a difficult topic to pursue?
Yeah, I think so. So our broad line was largely a principled one. So regardless of whatever shape a Marxist revolution might take, the philosophical justification of it is against the institution of property. Why that has been historically and continues to be a source of injury for poor people, and why in the face of that injury and tradition of disenfranchisement, why the poor have some right to self-defense and why that ought to take the form of revolution.
And how tough was the competition this year? More than 70 countries. How'd you go?
We knew we were kind of in the deep end from the beginning because we had a lot of the really well-established debaters coming back, as well as sort of what you would typically view as the powerhouses coming out of the UK and America and from Australia. So we knew it would be tough, but when you're at the World Championships, which is the kind of thing you've been looking forward to for such a long time, you don't want it to be any easier. And you kind of want to see the best as the community gets. And I think everybody really came out for the competition this year.
Well, in the finals, when you were arguing about Marxist revolution, I understand there was a bit of controversy surrounding whether or not the finals should be filmed. You'd think that debaters were all about extra attention. What happened?
Yeah, that's right. But also, I think at least some debaters are interested in gameful employment, and sometimes the two conflict. And so, I think the debater who you're alluding to has a job at a bank, and so I think you can see why it might not be in his interest to have a recording of him talking about the institutional property being such a terrible thing.
Awkward. What attracts you to debating? Is it a skill that will translate to your future career, hopefully not hindering it as your banker friend was worried?
Yeah, I think so. I got started as a lot of sort of Australians do, which is just towards the end of primary school and through high school. And so the thing that attracts me to it still is I think it's a very individual, it's a very personal activity in as much as under the pump of 15 minutes preparation and being asked to talk about a whole lot of things, you really draw on all parts of yourself and of your education and of all the people who've had an effect on your life. And also you develop a really intimate friendship and partnership with the one person really with whom you travel the world doing this thing. And so I think in as much as it's an intellectual skill and it's an oratorical skill that requires all parts of you, I can't see how that wouldn't affect or it wouldn't inform anything that I do in the future.
Well, tell us about your debating partner, Fanele. You travel the world together arguing. How did you two meet?
Yeah, that's right. So we met in high school, actually. So I was debating for Australia at the time, and Fanele, who's from Swaziland in southern Africa, was debating for his national team as well. And so we versed each other in the final of the World Schools Debating Championships, which is the high school equivalent of the competition I was just at. And so that was in Turkey. And so we didn't know that we'd be going to the same university at the time, but that turned out to be a really lovely surprise, and so it was a pretty natural progression that we would start debating together, and it worked really well. And so it's kind of been going on ever since.
You've obviously earned a lot of success as a champion debater, but how do you go with the day-to-day? How do you go with winning arguments over, I don't know, groceries, the laundry?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of a big proponent of the belief that, you know, not every debate is worth having. And so I sort of...
you save yourself for the big ones.
Yeah, I think so. And so most of the time I'm not so confrontational.
Okay, Bo, so we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
Boso is an Australian student studying at Harvard, and he's just been part of the team that won the World University Debating Championships.